Greetings to each one in the name of Christ. This is Levi Stalsis sharing with you. This past week we've been looking at lessons from the book of Daniel. And I'd like to just look at chapter 4 here. This one is about Nebuchadnezzar's vision of the tree. And up to this point, we've been looking at the first two sessions were about Daniel, and then the last one was about Daniel's friends. Now, this one is about Nebuchadnezzar, the king. There's two things that I see here. One is Nebuchadnezzar the king learned to trust Daniel. Daniel seemed to have become a personal friend, even though Nebuchadnezzar was still very much an unbeliever. But he seemed to have, as we read through this chapter 4, he seems to have confidence in Daniel. And the other thing we want to consider is what extremes God will go to humble a person. If a person is proud, if a person, if his Lord wants to do a work in a man's heart, he will go to some pretty extreme ways of doing that. And we see that here. So here King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. It almost reads like Nebuchadnezzar wrote some of these, but I'm not sure because in verse 4 it says, I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in my house and flourishing in my palace. But we do believe that Daniel wrote the book of Daniel. So I'm not sure if that's just a way of explaining Nebuchadnezzar, or if maybe Nebuchadnezzar shared these things with Daniel later on, and Daniel just took his words. But either way, so here the king was at rest in his house and was flourishing in his place. It means flourishing means prospering. So it kind of seems like maybe it almost reminds me of the end of the day when he sits down at his house and realizes all the glory of his kingdom, Babylon's kingdom. But a dream came to him, and he wanted to interpret it. And there again, I'm not sure why, but he seems to keep going back to the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. And verse 7, it says, and I told the dream before them, but they did not make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But then verse 8 is interesting. But at last Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belshazzar, according to the name of my God. There again, it's King Nebuchadnezzar. It almost seems like King Nebuchadnezzar wrote chapter 4. So he says, but at last Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods, and before him I am told the dream, saying. And then he tells Daniel about the dream, and we read that Daniel, it troubled him. Verse 18, this dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, had. No, maybe it's the next verse. It's 19. It says, then Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar, was astonished for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spake and said, Belshazzar, let not the dream and the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belshazzar answered and said, my lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine enemies. So Nebuchadnezzar has come to trust Daniel. He has come to like Daniel, And I think it's a lesson for us to learn is even in the middle of wickedness, even in the middle of wicked people, if we stand up for our God, if we are honest, if we are straight with our the way we do business, the way we treat people, you know, it's amazing how even the ungodly will respect you. Here in the South, where we live in Georgia, it's, you know, sometimes you hear someone say, he's a pretty good fella. It's their way of saying that, you know, this man is to be respected. He's to be trusted. And it's even the ungodly will say that about someone. Once they realize that they can trust him, he's out, he's straight, he's out to treat them in an ethical way, they respect them. And that's how Nebuchadnezzar has come here. But then Daniel interprets the dream, and then the dream comes true, verse 31. While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. So just like that, King Nebuchadnezzar was, it seemed, even after he heard the dream, he was not willing to humble himself. He was talking about his great kingdom. He was talking about... It does say at the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built? So it could be that it, I'm not sure if that means it was 12 months later or if it was the end of their calendar year, or I'm not sure, but it does appear like it's sometime, excuse me, like it's sometime later. You'd think he would have learned. But, you know, sometimes we need to go through some extreme hard things to learn. Sometimes when we're proud, when we're arrogant, we know that we shouldn't be that way, but we just keep right on doing it. And I think that's what was happening here with King Nebuchadnezzar. So then we know the story well. King Nebuchadnezzar was his mind turned into like the mind of an animal, his body turned into... it talks about to his hairs were burned like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird's claws, and he was out eating grass. I mean, can you imagine him losing his him losing his mind and going out and being like an animal? And people in Babylon would look out over the walls, and there's our king. There's Nebuchadnezzar. He's still out there eating grass. And it's just... it's just interesting the extent that God will go to break a proud and arrogant heart. Then verse 34, at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes into heaven, and my understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, and the kingdom is from generation to generation. In verse 37, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and ways, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. King Nebuchadnezzar recognized that those that walk in pride he is able to abase. So I just like this to just be encouragement to y'all as you consider each one of us, as we consider our hearts, and if we are proud, that we would humble ourselves, we would learn to worship the Lord. That way the Lord does not need to go to those extremes to humble ourselves. And also, how, like I mentioned, another thing that we want to get out of this teaching is how Nebuchadnezzar learned to trust Daniel. Even though Nebuchadnezzar was an ungodly man and Daniel a man of the Lord, he learned to trust him. And I'd like to just encourage you all to go out and make a difference to those around you, to live your life so that they can see that there is something trustworthy within you. The Lord bless you.